not all is good enough for me, as long as it has bolts attached just where they ought to be. And I don't give a shit if it's big as a baloney, or weenie as a weenie, long as it can get me horny and juicy in my pussy, cause I'm really not so fussy. But if it's soft and smelly, then it's no damn good to me, but I'll gladly take a shit on it if you will pay the fee. Hot and horny, hard and bony, long and pointed, double jointed, pink and hairy, black and scary, and early in the morning when they've really got to pee, a hard-on tastes much better than a cup of breakfast tea.
You're sucking and you're licking on a pair of hairy balls. You're funky as a monkey, you're about to climb the walls. And you wrap your lips around his rod and suck him till it's raunchy. Then you gargle on the jism when the blowjobs find you through. And you ask him quite politely if he's do the same to you.
Hot and horny, hard and bony, long and pointed, double jointed, pink and hairy, black and scary. For a cockman keeps his heart on though he's fucking half the night. No pussy is too roomy and no asshole is too tight. But the kind of cucks that I really like the best deliver a high performance when I put them to the test. So if I see a crotch and I want some satisfaction, I squeeze it once or twice to see if I can get some action. And if there's no reaction, then it isn't worth a shit. They should be hot and horny, hard and bony, long and pointed, double jointed, pink and hairy, black and scary. Any kind of cock at all is good enough for me, as long as it has balls attached just where they ought to be.
How he sounds on 33, he must be one bad motherfucker on 45.